What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
Hey, folks. This is Lauren Carey from the Beard Owl Podcast, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez with my co-host, Brian Colburn, with our special guest, Amanda Kohlhofer, host of the Sip List podcast. How is everyone doing tonight?
What's up? What's up?
What's up? I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you on.
We're all pumped. We're pumped for tonight. I'll tell you this much.
I've only been tweeting at you guys for like 6 months, so... like, yay, I'm finally in the club.
Oh, we're excited about it. We do our best to try to get people on as quickly as possible. And
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
Don't worry, we love it.
But we have such a fun topic for tonight. Let me tell you, I am excited and at the same time nervous for tonight. Because tonight we are talking 90s dance anthems. And
what?
I think it's a fantastic topic, but personally for me, I am nervous because I picked out my songs and then we put the chime out on Twitter for people to chime in with their songs.
Holy Christ.
Maybe, yeah. If I'm lucky, I synced up with two, maybe three total.
Really?
And yet I think my list is pretty damn solid. So either I'm way off base here or... I've got some songs that people are going to go, oh my God, I totally forgot about that one. So it could go either really well or blow up in my face.
Well, I mean, I have a feeling that it might blow up in all our faces tonight because I'm going to tell you, I already know what's going to happen. Why didn't you add this song? Why didn't you have this song?
Well, that's the bane of our existence, right? Every show.
How dare you not include every song that every person loves?
Exactly.
The audacity.
So Amanda, now I have to ask you, this is the first time you've come up with a top 10 list for Playlist Wars.
Yes.
How difficult was it for you to pare down a top 10 list of your favorite 90s dance anthems?
Oh my God, you guys. This was, when I say I have about 35 songs on my long list, and that's not even all the ones I thought of. Like, I mean, I think you guys were close to the same age. I was a teenager in the 90s. So my 90s was dancing and rocking out and... it was impossible, and I changed it several times. So I think I have a great playlist, and I am super competitive, so I will, of course, be kicking your asses. But that aside, I think it's a solid playlist. So,
well, I love the confidence here, Brian, because I can hear the sipping of the wine already in the background.
I am so sorry.
No, that's a good thing. That's just promoting your show right there.
No, she's got her pinky out. She's like, I got this in the bag already. I don't even have to be here. I won.
See, this is what I love, Amanda. You and I did the same kind of party in the 90s dance. Brian had the harder time with the 90s dance, I think.
No. Let's take a minute here. I love a lot of 90s dance, but in the 90s, I was playing in a lot of rock bands.
Yes.
And then as I got older, when I became more musically affluent, when I started listening to everything country and I really started expanding my genres, I went back and realized I missed a ton of 90s dance music. Oh. So I kind of fell in love with this genre.
I mean, it's a great one.
I agree. I'm going to take the Gomez approach tonight and go into this humbly. You both are going to mop the floor with me.
I probably won't. I think Amanda's going to kick both of our asses.
No. You can't go Gomezing this after I just Gomezed it.
I'm not even going down that road.
I was going to say the next 2 hours are dedicated to why Brian sucks. Anyway.
No, it's not.
Hey, I disagree. You've been on my show. You're cool. All you passed the sip list test. So
there we go. So before we get down to business tonight, if you like what you're hearing on Playlist Wars and you want to support the show, consider becoming a Patreon member. It's real easy. head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and select whatever tier works best for you. Like we've talked about tonight, our topic is 90s dance anthems. And the three of us have each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect 90s dance playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the Playlister family, to vote via PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. And if you simply can't decide who you want to vote for, or you're in the mood to throw a dance party at your cubicle, you can also listen to each one of our playlists and hear where we're coming from with our choices. Later on in the show, we'll each get to choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that somebody on the panel chose, but you didn't. A tip of the hat, if you will. So, Amanda, hopefully you're ready to go, because you're up with track one.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, in my personal opinion, I win the whole thing with this song, especially if neither of you guys have it. And it is by far one of the best dance songs ever, not just of the 90s. So I'm coming in hot with D-Light's Groove is in the Heart. For 1990.
Good choice. Did not make my list, though. Matter of fact, it didn't even make my top 20.
I don't know how.
Great song. It just, I don't know, for me, the way my list was, I went somewhere different.
Okay. Well, my list is all over the place. I'll tell you that now, but this song, it was mandatory that the song get played at my wedding reception. It's just one of those songs that makes me happy, that makes me want to get up and move. I mean, it's not a song you can like dance to like a hip hop song, but it's a happy song that makes you want to move your body. And number 4 on the US Hot 100, number 1 on the Dance Club Hot 100. So people liked it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with it.
It also has a ton of accolades, because in 2007, VH1 ranked the song number 67 on the 100 greatest songs of the 90s. In 2010, Pitchfork ranked it number 59 on the top 200 dance tracks of the 90s. In 2017, BuzzFeed ranked it number 3 in the 101 greatest dance songs from the 90s. In 2020, Slant Magazine ranked it number 3 in the 100 best dance songs of all time. In 2021, Rolling Stone Magazine ranked it 233 on the 500 greatest dance songs of all time. And in 2022, Brian Colburn ranks it track 7 on his playlist.
That was a good one, Brian. I like that.
I'm pretty proud of that intro.
That was very clever.
Yes, it was. That's what I was saying. That's a great entrance for that one.
Why, thank you.
Plus, it was on How I Met Your Mother, and Robin and Barney did an amazing dance to it, which I loved. I love that episode.
That was great. Now, between the main riff of the song, which, as a bass player, oh my God, it's a sample of the bass line from Herbie Hancock's Bring Down the Birds. How can I not gravitate towards that? Even as a kid, I was enamored by that bass line. It just doom, 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 doom. It's like, oh my God, it's so funky.
It's perfect.
And then you've got the sample of Vernon Birch's Get Up. You've got guest spots from Parliament's Bootsy Collins and Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. You can't go wrong with this. Obviously, I love to throw cover songs in where possible. In 2015, even though it was done for a Target commercial, Charlie XCX with Questlove and Black Thought from The Roots did a pretty cool cover of it. I actually enjoyed those commercials.
Really?
Yeah, it's really solid. And I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Cactus Pete, as well as on Twitter to Gary Ratcliffe, Ari Marucci, Mission Spooky, and Drunk Theory's Kelly Madden, who all chimed in with this. Track 7, D-Light, Groove is in the Heart. Gomez, track 1 of the night, and I am handing you a proverbial trifecta-killing axe. Congratulations. You got
your
first of the night.
Oh, you had a multiple the other night, so.
Oh my God, it was bad. I had so many in the room. They were stuck in the walls. I destroyed that playlist that night. Anyway, but with the honor, Gomez, you also get to go next with your track 1.
So with my track 1, 91, I think I just turned 13, I think. I can't even remember. And one of my favorite movies growing up was always the Ninja Turtles. And I picked Vanilla Ice Ninja Rap right off.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Nice.
I love that whole scene, because you see guys dance, you see the turtles fighting. It's a memorable, memorable movie scene for me. I had a hard choice between Ice Ice Baby and Ninja Rap. And I'm going, what would be off the wall? Everyone expects, probably would expect me to pick Ice Ice Baby. This is why I went with Ninja Rap. So track one, Vanilla Ice, Ninja Rap.
Okay.
Oh, did not make my list, but that is TMNT approved. I love the left field curveball to start
things
off.
That's a good one.
Dude, I was actually debating as a goof, I kid you not, throwing in Partners of Crime, T-U-R-T-L-E, Power, but it's not a dance song.
No, it's not.
Maybe I'll have to save that for 90s Hip Hop Part 2 and see how you guys react to that one.
You might. You should.
It's a thought. Amanda, did Ninja Rap make your list?
It did not. Not at all. I didn't even think of it. I'm a little mad at myself, actually. Wouldn't have been my top 10, but I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Well, you have an honorable mention at the end of the night, so you can always go there.
That's true.
All right.
We started right off the bat, left field, baby.
Impressive.
Yeah, we got Amanda with a barn burner for an opener. Gomez coming in from left field with that one. And I'm going with one that is right down the middle. This is a fastball right down home plate. To me, when you kick off a dance playlist, you want to start with something that's going to immediately... Let's say you're at a wedding and people are eating and they're dining and it's quiet and you got the jazz music playing and they want to throw a dance song on that's going to get everybody in the room up and immediately on the dance floor. The lead single and title track from 1995's This Is How We Do It, Montel Jordan.
Yes.
Reached number one on the Billboard US Hot 100. I learned something this week that I did not know as I was researching this one. This was Def Jam Records' first official R&B album release. I didn't know that.
That was R&B?
This was their first attempt at R&B, and man, they knocked it out of the park with this one. Great, great album. And then the song obviously famously samples Slick Rick's Children's Story, which originally sampled Bob James' Nautilus. And the song received a Grammy Award nomination for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance at the 38th Annual Grammy Awards. I actually get to drop a cover song here, too, because in 2015, Dutch DJ Joe Stone released a remix of this song with Jordan credited as the featured artist. And it's actually pretty solid. It doesn't come in as hot as the original, but it's a cool remix. Definitely worth checking out. My track one, Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
He was a lowercase g, but now he's a big G. Sorry.
I know every word to that song.
No, I had to say that because with Gomez for me. So I was a lowercase g, now I'm a big G. Great pick, Brian. It's actually in one. If you saw my list, as my ever-growing list today, I showed Brian my honorable mentions list today. It's like 5 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And Montel Jordan was in my honorable mentions because that song just brings back good memories. As I was going younger to the teenage music days, you know what I mean? Before I was able to drive myself into the city and get into the other clubs. Great, great pick, Brian. I wish it was on my list, but it did not make my cut.
Amanda.
Sadly, it did not. It made my original cut. And then last night I went back and replaced it with something else, but it was right there because, yeah. It's perfect, and it's definitely like something that gets you out of your seat, and it's a very memorable and a song that everybody can sing because it's so easy to rap along with, which not a lot of, you know, songs like that are.
Well, there you go. Well, with that, Amanda, we're right back to you for track two.
All right. So my track two is from 1991. I actually have a few songs from 1991, but this one is, if we don't all have it, I'm going to be real disappointed. It is from the album Coolie High Harmony, Boyz II Men's Motown Philly. No? Yes?
No.
Damn.
It's hard because I love Boyz II Men. And I love that song, Motown Philly, because it was in one of the dumbest funny movies I've seen. House Party 2, Kid and Play.
Okay.
But jammy jam. And that's when they're chasing after the people like stole Kid's college fund check from. And they were at that party. They're like, that's those guys who stole a kid's check. And then the song was playing. They're going through everywhere throughout the whole house. It was pretty cool. But that's another huge honorable mention on my list. Boyz II Men, Motown Philly. I wish it was on my list, but it was hard.
Gomez, correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't Motown Philly make your songs of 1991 list back in episode 35?
I believe it did, yes.
So if you want to hear more about Gomez loving that song, it is true. He's not lying here. He did include that in his songs of 1991 list. This is a very, very tough one for me. This was right in there. And I replaced it with another song that's kind of from that same vein. And I'm going to get to that a lot later when I get to track 9.
Okay.
So I have nothing but respect and love for that song, but I went with a different one from that same vibe. That's all I'll say for now.
Yeah, I mean, that was a time when a lot of, I have very vivid memories of dancing to this at like eighth grade dances. Like mm-hmm. that, again, mm-hmm. that's how old I am. But it takes me back to a place where I can actually picture myself in that middle school gym and trying to figure out how to dance and seeing, you know, if I could dance with boys. And I think there's other songs that we're going to talk about that came around at that same time that all have that vibe for me. So I love Boyz II Men. I love this song, and you can't not dance to it.
Amen to that. Gomez, track 2.
So track 2. I'm going to go now to right field on this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. Stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin. The image and the style that you used to. It's Digital Underground's The Humpty Dance, 1990. Another song that it was just so cool. It was one of my favorite songs growing up. Matter of fact, I think it was at my wedding. One of the songs, I can't remember because I was drunk in a good way.
Drunk on love. At my wedding, I was drunk on alcohol. So.
My wife and I wanted to get drunk at our wedding. And every time we went to take a sip, everyone's like, another picture. We're like, bleh.
So
we made up for it the first night on our honeymoon.
My husband was so drunk, he was stumbling the next morning. So great song.
It's a great song to dance to and all that stuff. And it was actually in a few movies. Sing in 2006. The worst, I don't know, I want to call it the worst movie. Pretty bad, next to The Green Lantern. The Green Hornet in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's Angels in 2000. And it was in one video game, Brian. No, not Grand Theft Auto. I double checked. They should have had it in there, though. 2010's Def Jam Rap Star video game for PlayStation.
Oh, I remember that one.
You're talking about a very popular song. Matter of fact, one famous rapper was off this group when he went solo. He had a great career, and that was Tupac Shakur.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As you can see, Digital Underground did good things. And this one song was probably one of the best songs ever. So track 2, Digital Underground's Humpty Dance.
Nice.
I already hear the song in the background.
From the 1990 album Sex Packets, that is my track 3.
Nice.
Reached number 11 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And the reason I chose it, like another song on my list, actually just like my track 2, which I'll get to in a little bit, this song gives me directions on how to dance because I can't mm-hmm. dance to save my life. So the directions help me. So when it's limp to the side, like my leg was broken, shaking and twitching, kind of like I was smoking, crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. I could dance to that because he's telling me exactly what to do and how to do it.
So you like line dance songs then, don't you?
Yes, because I have my directions.
You're all about the Cupid Shuffle and the...
Oh, what, yeah. That, oh, yeah.
Gaming style.
The chicken dance, anything. Clap that, anything, song, yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. Nice.
So in 2007, it ranked number 30 on VH1's 100 Greatest Hip Hop Songs and number 65 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s. However, Canadian television channel Much More Music's Back In series wrongly rated the video as one of the worst of 1990.
Rude.
Yeah.
They need a smack.
And the Humpty Dance, believe it or not, is one of the most sampled hip hop songs mm-hmm. recorded by other hip hop artists with over 100 uses in popular music.
Oh, wow.
Here's just a couple of them. Time for Some Action and Blow Your Mind by Redman.
Okay.
Boom Shake the Room by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Can't Trust It by Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
How I'm Coming and Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J. Jackin' for Beats, Who's the Mac, and Really Dough by Ice Cube. So he sampled Humpty Dance 3 different times. And then Public Service Announcement by Jay-Z. That's just a few times that the Humpty Dance has been sampled in modern music. And Gomez, Lauren from the Beard Owl podcast is going to be very upset with you because you failed to mention that in 1992's Off the Deep End, Weird Al covered the song in his Polka Your Eyes Out Polka. Shout out to Lauren at the Beard Owl podcast. Whoa.
I don't think Lauren would get too upset with me because I'm not the cover song guy.
All right, so I got it in there, so Lauren won't get mad at me. So there
exactly.
You go. But shout out to Patreon playlister, Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite, who also chimed in with this one. Amanda, are we getting a trifecta, or are we handing you the proverbial trifecta killing axe tonight?
Oh, you're giving me the axe. I'm so sorry.
Ah.
I do love this song, and I actually, so I'm from Oklahoma City, and in college we had a club, a nightclub, that was called 54, and it was based off Studio 54.
Oh, nice.
So, and it was actually a really cool place. And they would have, on Thursday nights, they would do like, it was like college night, so they play like, you know, current hip hop, but then they play like 90s hip hop. And every time they would play this song, the MC would come on when they say, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, and he'd stop it when he says Burger King and he'd say 54. So every time I hear that song, I'm like, I once got busy in a 54 bathroom, which may or may not have happened in real life. Anyway, I apologize, but no, I did not have it in my top 10.
Oh, bummer. I do want to take one more second to give a shout out to a good friend of mine from high school, Dave Pinto. When we went down to Wildwood our senior year before we headed off to college, we went to the karaoke booth and we rocked the Humpty Dance. And let me tell you, people were cheering when we were done with it. Two big football linemen just rocking the hell out of this one. And it was absolutely hysterical because he was doing the first verse. And when he says, you know, look at me, I'm skinny, I turn to him and I go, skinny?
I have a similar story about a song that is going to come up later on my playlist.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Well, karaoke story, I mean.
Well, here's a story for my track two. Because I said I like songs with directions. And my track two is all about directions. And I'm going from the 1994 album, 1990 Quad. I'm going with the 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Reach number 8 on the Billboard US Hot 100. Now look, there's a lot of songs that fall under this Miami bass style of dance, which was brought to popularity, believe it or not, by Luke Campbell of the Two Live Crew during the 80s.
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
But songs like Tootsie Roll, Tag Team's Whoomp There It Is, and Quad City DJ's Come On Ride the Train were all the major hits from this style of dance. And let's just be honest, to the left, to the right,
to the right,
to the front, to the front, to the back, to the, I could dance to that.
Dip, baby, dip.
Dip, baby, dip.
That's my track too, Tootsie Roll.
Brian, awesome pick. I unfortunately did cut it and moved it down to my honorable, my long list of honorable mentions, because the song I picked for my number three, it was 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll is my number three, but I chose another song that it would bring back a lot of memories for both of us. So, but when I get to that story, you'll remember.
All right. I can't wait to hear it. Amanda.
It did not make the top 10. It is on my extremely long list of honorable mentions. Great choice. And yeah, nothing wrong with that. Directions are good for rhythmically challenged people.
Yeah, exactly. Do you ever see the movie Hitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that how you dance?
Brian is Kevin James.
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah. He is. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah. Don't ever do
that. Yeah. That I'm actually like Hitch. I can actually dance.
Nice.
Please. No, he can't.
I actually can dance as well. And I used to be able to drop it like it's hot real good. Now I'm a little older and I can't do it without needing help up.
I could drop it like it's hot, but once I drop it, I just stay there. That's it.
Exactly.
I do have a bad knee. So if I dropped it like it's hot, someone's got to get a forklift and get me up.
So I guess we should make sure not to drop anything and just head over to you, Amanda, for your track three.
All right. My track three is one of my easily in my top 10 favorite songs of all time, maybe even top five. And it is 1997's Biggie Smalls' Hypnotize from the Life After Death album. I danced to this in college. It was my go-to song to listen. I mean, I'm a huge Biggie fan. So I live in a house divided. My husband's a Tupac fan and I'm a Biggie fan. And we argue about it all the time. So
I rock them both. I think they're both great.
Well, I do too. Yeah, but I prefer Biggie.
Great pick. I didn't even think about this song until you just said it. Definitely could be a huge honorable mention for Notorious B.I.G., but they did not make my list.
Okay.
Well, it didn't make mine either, but I actually have a reason for that. We are planning a future episode where this song is in my list, and I don't want to spill the beans yet, but in a couple of weeks, You'll understand why, because I don't want to spoil my list before the show starts. I don't like revealing things, but this song will be making it in one of my lists on a future Playlist Wars episode. So I decided that gave me an excuse to talk about some other songs tonight, but I got nothing but love for Hypnotize. It's an amazing song.
This song makes a lot of my lists. Anybody who has listened to several episodes of the Sip List, you will hear me talk about Biggie and this song on some of our music episodes, because I do that too. If I know I'm going to do it on another episode, I try not to. But just overall, this song would make all kinds of lists for me, and obviously a 90s dance one is a given.
So. Yeah, spread the wealth. I get it, totally. Gomez, track three.
So track three, I told you I have a little story on this one. What can I say? I was young and I was stupid. I was hanging out with Brian Colburn.
What had happened was...
what happened was there was a lot of shots and a lot of drinking. But there was one time this song came on and I don't know what possessed Brian to say, Gomez should go on top of a bar.
I know what song it is.
Good. I'm glad you remembered. So it takes me back to those wonderful young 21 years of age and rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes.
So Brian at one bar back in the day, it used to be called Fatso Fogarty's. Brian, I guess, at one part of the song, on the breakdown of the song, is like, who wants to see Gomez on top of a bar and dance? Well, surprisingly, the whole bar did, and so did the bartenders. I was kind of surprised because I didn't have a bra. So it's usually the girls, not the guys going up there. But
no, dude, it was like Coyote Ugly when Gomez got up there.
I can confirm. I've done that several times.
So for me to get up there, and actually my shirt got taken off, my favorite yellow shirt was taken off by somebody. I don't know who it was. Got taken off. I was wearing an undershirt. Don't worry, boys and girls. It was like it's been the funniest thing ever, because every time we go to a bar, this song comes on, I am already halfway up, and Brian goes, yep, all right, Gomez knows what to do. So brings
Dude,
back
some. We were playing that song in my punk band at the time. We actually did it as a goof. And as we're playing it, the band's looking at me like, dude, this is amazing. I'm like, just keep repeating the damn song. Let them stay up there. This is fantastic. We must have played the song for like 9 minutes. It was unbelievable.
So those are always the good stories when you want to hear how much fun life was.
It's a good story.
It is. It is a good story. But it's also, there was a couple of movies that was on. The 1998 movie, The Negotiator with Samuel L. Jackson.
I love that movie.
It was a great movie. Brian, the show you disliked, The Ranch, in 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I get your point. And it was actually an episode of Family Guy. I can go on and on with the fiddles, the folk songs, everything, but the partying of that song was always the best for me.
Okay, but have you done the actual dance? Because it is some work.
Oh, no. I did my own version.
So, because I did it at, we had a, you know, everybody has one of these like country, like, and the country bars are the hugest, which always just kills me. Like, we had one that they did live bull riding at. So, biggest dance floor you've ever seen. And of course, it's all kinds of line dancing. But when you do Cotton Eye Joe, you're linked to everybody else on the dance floor. And you're doing it. And I remember I did it one time and my shoe fell off. And so I had to do the whole thing without a shoe and hope I could still find that shoe. And they were heels.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I didn't rock cowboy boots back then. But yeah, it's a dangerous dance because it's not just you. If you mess up, you mess up a whole line of people that have arms linked with you.
Yeah, we played this at my wedding and all we did was the hoedown. We just, everyone just arm in arm doing the hoedown during the, so it was probably not the actual dance for it, but. Looking at our list of chime-ins here, Gomez, you are not alone with your pick because Patreon playlister Eric Chale chimed in with Cotton Eye Joe. Unfortunately, it did not make my final playlist, but it is a honorable mention contender. However, there's been a lot of songs tonight that are already, and there's a lot more to go. So I want to see where we go elsewhere with this one. So with my track three being the Humpty Dance, Amanda, we're right back to you for track four.
Okay. And obviously, that song didn't make my list either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had said that at the beginning.
I didn't say it, and then I realized I probably should have. But,
okay.
Didn't even think of that one.
Well, now it's set in stone. Amanda did not choose that one.
I do have one that might go along with it. We'll get there. Okay. My track four is I'm going way further into the 90s in a totally different genre. And this is something that I danced to in college when techno was really making its big wave. And it is from 1997, and it's Daft Punk's Around the World.
Nice. Another great song. My God, we could do a part two of this, Brian. already.
We need to. I would do it. It made the number one, you know, Hot 100 dance club. It was number 61 on the Hot 100. So it didn't make it too far up, but it is just one of those songs that, you know, lights are flashing and you're just moving and everybody's hot and sweaty. And it's just this beat and you could just like feel the bass in your body. You know, it's just, and again, I have good memories tied to it, but it's just a good song of that genre that was really a good dance song in the 90s.
Well, unfortunately, it didn't make my list, but there was some love for Daft Punk overall, because on Twitter, Cinema Recall chimed in with Burning and Mission Spooky chimed in with Defunk. So you had definite love for Daft Punk. And let's see here. I only got 1, 2, 3, 6 spots left. Unfortunately, Daft Punk didn't make it, but it's a damn easy choice for an honorable mention, too, because it's a fantastic song. I love it.
Thank you.
Gomez, did Daft Punk make your playlist?
No, it did not make my playlist. That's once she said it, I'm like, wow, I totally forgot about them. But no, it did not make my list.
All right. Well, then we are back to you for your track 4.
So my track 4. Now, man, they're bringing back a lot of great memories with these songs tonight already.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. It was the first time I went to, there was a teenage dance club called the Music Factory. And this is, you know, under 19 kids go have fun, you know, meet other people. It was just the coolest thing. And this is where we met. I met actually our good friend who Brian and I went to high school, Doug Miller, where he was a DJ at this place. And I remember me and him just became friends. And now 30 some odd years later, we're still friends. And he's actually been on our show a couple of times, who's done the hip hop actually with us. But the one song that reminds me of this was Reel to Reel, I Like to Move It.
Yes.
So as I hear the song, going dun, 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 da, da, dun, dun. I always went nuts back in the day. It was also in a couple appearance in films, The Master of Disguise with, forgot the actor's name, but that's not important because it wasn't that good.
Oh, no, you're talking about with Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, yes.
Am I new Turley for the Turtle Club?
Saving Silverman, and it appeared in an episode of American Dad too. So it actually has gone through a lot of places. It has been remixed a few times here and there, but when you look at it, Reel to Reel did it. It was a truly, truly awesome dance song to go out to the club, to the floor, and just dance your ass off is the best way I could say it.
Gomez, you forgot a movie.
I'm about to say, Gomez, are you kidding me right now?
I've got a movie reference I could drop.
Okay.
That 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 circus. That 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 Afro. That 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 Afro. The circus. Polka dot. Polka dot. Polka dot.
I will never not think of Madagascar with "I Like to Move It." What is wrong with you?
Because I haven't watched it.
Oh, dude! For a children's film, it was actually really funny.
Listen, right now we're on Encanto, Frozen, and Toy Story. I don't think Madagascar has made the playlist here yet, okay?
Well, wait, when you get to it, when you hear it in the movie, you're going to be like, oh, dude, yeah. I should have totally said that.
I probably will regret it, but thank you, Brian, and thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, I was going to say, I will never hear this song and not think of Sacha Baron Cohen as, you know, I can't remember his character name, just always like, I like to move it.
I know.
Yeah.
I just love the way Chris Rock starts with that. There's an actual on the Madagascar 3 soundtrack, because my daughter loved that song. There is a version of I Like to Move It with the Afro Circus mixed into
it.
And it's really fun.
Oh, that's the one they play in the credits, right?
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've seen it too many times and my kid hasn't watched these movies in forever.
Well, did it make your playlist, Amanda?
It did not. It made my overall list, but not my top 10. But great choice.
Same here. But I do have one, though, for my track 4 that I feel like is in the same vein as Reel to Reel. Ooh. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was around the same time. So for me, this is mid-high school. It's from 1993. And the song reached number 18 on the Billboard US Hot 100. And in our junior and senior year, this was the song we would play. We'd play two songs. We'd play Uptown Anthem by Naughty by Nature. And this song, When We Won a Football Game, from 1993's Swing Bada Swing, K7's Come Baby Come.
Come,
going straight out of New Jersey. The music video was shot down the street from where Gomez and I grew up. Jersey City as they're driving around in a 55 Plymouth Belvedere convertible.
Yep.
And in 2017, BuzzFeed ranked it number 61 in their list of the 100 greatest dance songs of the 90s. This song is so much fun. It's so infectious.
Yeah.
The whole swing, bada, 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 like everybody can get into it. It tears up. Anytime you play this at a wedding or at a people get up and dance to it.
Yep.
It still feels fresh now, even though it's, I can't believe these words are actually coming out of my mouth, almost 30 years old now. Like, to, in my mind, 30 years ago is 1970 still, but I digress.
Right.
30-year-old song still feels fresh, and I absolutely love it. It's probably a deeper pick from my list, if you want to call it a deep pick, because everybody knows it. But my track 4, K7, Come Baby Come.
Dude.
Very nice.
Talk about good old memories right there with that song. These are songs that you will always remember, and it's always going to be in your head. And this song, it was between Reel to Reel or K7. So I'm so happy, Brian, you had it right next to my song with the Reel to Reel, because you're right.
I feel like those two are kind of not interchangeable, but they're kind of like in that same exact style.
Because let me tell you, if you were a DJ, where's Doug Miller when you need him? He could have probably mixed that up so well perfectly and slide it right into each other so well and mashed it up, because you are right. Those two songs belong together. Just a truly awesome pick, Brian. It was in my honorable mentions again. Great, great pick, Brian. One of my favorite songs too, growing up.
Amanda.
Okay. It was my number 9 track, and I ultimately replaced it with a different track. Honestly, it was because I thought I might get made fun of for that song, because I agree with everything you guys said. And for me, it's a song that I immediately want to dance to, but also it's like, I loved the song when I was a kid and I didn't realize how sexual it was. Like, the video is so weird. He's chilling with his homies in the car, and then he's like doing this girl in a bed, and it just goes back and forth. And it's, the song is so sexual that I didn't realize it. And I'm like, how did I not know that's what that was about?
Ooh, wait till you hear my number 8 pick.
But no, it doesn't bother me in the least. Believe me. I swapped it out at the last minute for a song that I think is just as deserving. But now I'm kind of mad at myself for not keeping it because somebody else had it too. So,
well, you have a chance at an honorable mention later. So yes,
just, I may have to. I may have
there's
to.
There's a couple of honorable mentions already here that I'm having trouble with. So
I know
it's difficult. I already got one from Amanda. Now I got one for you, Brian. I got to see where these lists go, though, tonight.
Well, we are moving on to track 5. Amanda, what you got for us?
Okay, my track 5 is along the lines of the Cotton Eye Joe pick from Gomez, and it is the most off-the-wall song on my list, but definitely counts as a 90s dance track because it really brought back the line dancing scene, and it is Brooks and Dunn's Boot, Scoot, and Boogie from 1991.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good pick. I didn't even think about that. That's actually, I can actually see Brian dancing to that, not more me.
Hey, I went to college in North Carolina for a few years, and one of the first groups that my roommate said to me, you need to listen to, at the time it was Garth Brooks because he was all the rage when we were in college. But he said, the real Brooks, that this was his words, not mine, the real Brooks is Kix, Brooks and Dunn. Yes. And he got me into Brooks and Dunn. They're still one of my favorite country duos of all time. I absolutely love them.
They're amazing.
And I love that pick. I did not go country on my list, but that is an awesome, awesome, awesome left field pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have instructions, so I don't know if you could dance to it, but
oh, I can't.
You know,
not at all.
The line dance itself is pretty simple, but it really kind of brought country line dancing back into the spotlight, which is why I picked it, because it kind of rejuvenated a. I mean, and again, I'm from the South, so. You know, that's kind of a big thing. I mean, I'm from Oklahoma. Garth Brooks is a hometown guy. So, of course, we were all obsessed with him. But, you know, after this song, there came a lot of other songs that, I don't know, brought all that back. And plus, yeah, Brooks and Dunn. And again, another song I can remember just, I think it was the first line dance I ever learned, actually.
Nice.
Even before the electric slide.
Believe it or not, even in New Jersey, we had a country line dance place called the Colorado Cafe. It was around for a very long time, and then it ended up finally closing down, sadly. But we got to see Lone Star came there and performed live. Some great country artists came through there, yeah. And I miss it, to be honest. It was a fun place.
That was actually how Brian introduced me to actually the country music, because I was not a big country guy. I was more into the club, hip-hop, rock songs more, but then I got to hear a couple people, and Brian has really opened my ears to other musicians. And I actually enjoy country music until this day.
90s country is where it's at too. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like the 90s and early to mid 2000s are like the, again, because of my age, probably, because I know I appreciate earlier like 70s, 80s country, but I feel like the 90s was like the best era for country music. It was just more fantastic.
I agree.
I'd love to do a 90s country episode between Tracy Byrd, Red Atkins.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go on and on. I love that whole. I my start in radio was hosting a country radio program in New Jersey. And it was called The Outhouse because I figured that's what people considered it at the time in the mid-90s in New Jersey. And believe it or not, about a year after I started my college radio show, they started a country music station in New Jersey at the time. So I thought that was pretty damn cool. I'm not going to say I was responsible for it because, but regardless, maybe I had my finger on the pulse of something that other people didn't at the time. Anyway.
Could be.
Well, Gomez, we are back to you now for track five.
So track five. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda playing Workout Tapes by Fonda, but Fonda ain't got a motor in her back of her Honda.
Anaconda don't want... Okay, sorry.
Nope, but thank you for finishing that lineup for me. I went with Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back on this one. I was debating on how I was going to open this lineup. I wanted to do the, oh my God, but then who knows what people would say if I said that.
Look at her, but I'll say it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, dude, after seeing the movie Sing, both of my girls... Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Oh my God. Like, they must.
I know.
Well, it's also on Anaconda, so now it was brought back.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. I saw Sing with my daughter, and she did go, oh my God, Daddy. I'm like, great.
That's adorable.
I said, thanks, sweetie. Love you too.
Gomi got back.
Be quiet, Brian. But it's just one of those fun dance songs that describes a lot of women, you know? But it was also in a couple of movies, as we saw in Sing. American Pie presents Bandcamp, which I never saw.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, no one did.
Direct to video, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually in the 1993 movie with Michael Douglas in it, Falling Down. It was a Joel Schumacher movie, which was actually a good movie.
That movie is fantastic.
And that song is in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I thought that was really funny, but it's just an overall great song. It just brings back memories. So track five for me, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
And my wife would be very upset if I failed to mention the plot line in the show Friends, where Jennifer Aniston is singing Baby Got Back to Ben in the crib to get him to stop crying.
Actually, Ross started it and it was to Emma.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll correct you on Friends stuff. Sorry.
There you go. Katie does it to me all the time. That's her favorite show. So yeah, I got it wrong. But I just remember Jennifer Aniston doing it when she knew she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, she shamed him for it. And then she did it because she wanted to see the baby laugh.
There you go. My wife's going to be so upset when she hears this episode and hears I botched it.
Well, maybe she'll like me now because I got it right. Or you'll just cut it all out.
No, she's in the other room. I just heard, yup.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Gomez, that did not make my list, but I love the song. It's great. Amanda?
Well, you know how I was saying earlier that I had a karaoke story? The first song I ever did karaoke to was at a local watering hole in Oklahoma City, and my song of choice was Baby Got Back, which is number 7 on my playlist.
Nice.
Yay, finally.
So I get a trifecta axe now, too. All
so
right.
Everyone has one each.
We're just doling them out here.
Apparently.
All right, well, moving on to my track 5, Have Mercy, Babe, I Hope You Don't Mind, the third single, believe it or not, and title track from DJ Kool's 1996 album, Let Me Clear My Throat, reached number 30 on the Billboard US Hot 100. So believe it or not, this is actually a deeper cut than Come Baby Come. But to me, it's in everybody's vernacular because of the fact that it samples the Kool and the Gang's Hollywood Swinging, as well as, we all know this one, the 45 Kings, the 900 number. Mm-hmm. And if you grew up watching MTV as a kid, you knew this as the Ed Lover Dance.
Yes.
But the fact that I love this song, the title of it is an homage to the Beastie Boys, The New Style, as the lyric is one of the breakdowns in the song. This song to me is so much fun. The version that everybody hears on the radio, as well as on all those Jock Jam CDs, is actually a live version, but there's several other remixes out there that are pretty cool, but not as good as the live one. And yeah, it's just a whole hell of a lot of fun. So I closed out my side A, so to speak, with DJ Kool. Let Me Clear My Throat, track 5.
I actually got to see him live, Brian, at the Music Factory.
Really?
Yeah. I actually got to see a lot of cool guys. I saw Rob Bass there, DJ Kool. Hmm. Angie Martinez was down there one night. I'll tell you, unbelievable live. And I know you hear the live version on the radio, but seeing it and actually hearing it live was so cool.
Yeah, I bet.
Did it make your list, though?
No, it's in my honorable mentions of my long list.
All right. Amanda?
So it did not make my top 10. It is on my long list as well. And I almost included it, but the only reason I left it out is because, like you said, everybody's most familiar with the live version. A, I feel like this song is really only super enjoyable if you're drunk. And that's just a personal opinion. Not that I don't like it, but I feel like if you're drunk, you're like, oh yeah, this is my jam. But if you just hear it, you're just like, yeah, okay, this is cool. And second is that there are two major gaps in the song where you're just standing around listening to him talk. And I get what they're doing. They're pumping up the crowd. But for me, dancing to it at a club, I didn't like the just standing there going, okay, okay.
Oh, see, for me, I like the chance to take a breath.
Yeah,
because I'm not much of a dancer. So to me, that was like, oh, good. I get to get a drink of water or a shot, depending on what age group we're talking, what decade that I was.
But it's not enough time to leave the dance floor. That's the thing.
Right.
It's a time to stand there and feel awkward. Like, it's long enough to be awkward, but short enough that you can't leave the dance floor.
I'm awkward the whole time
back
up there. So that's just that just fits right in.
I can vouch for that one.
Yeah, totally awkward. All right. Well, we are moving on to track 6 now. Amanda, what do you got?
All right. I am going back again to 1991. And this is a song that as long as this generation of us is alive and can vouch for it, we must never, never forget it and never let it slide under the rug. And it is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Good Vibrations.
Nice.
We cannot let him forget his roots, damn it.
Oh, yes. My God.
Dancing around in his Calvin Kleins.
Do you want to laugh?
Sure.
I talked earlier about the Humpty Dance being sampled like a million times. Marky Mark's second album, You Gotta Believe, samples the Humpty Dance as well. So just thought I'd throw that little tidbit in there.
I didn't know he had a second album.
He did. He tried to go hard on the second album.
Of course he did. I remember the first, which I don't know if it was his first movie, but it was the first movie I saw him in, was Fear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is that Marky Mark? And I was legit watching Fear going, nobody's ever going to take this guy seriously as an actor.
Look at him now.
And look at him now. Exactly. It's like that moment in Almost Famous when Jimmy Fallon's character's like, if you think that the Rolling Stones are still going to be out here doing this when they're 50, you're wrong. It was like one of those moments like, oh, okay, he's a serious actor. But I was like, nobody's going to take Marky Mark seriously. And here you are. But regardless, it's a great song, great dance song. Very 90s, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, Patreon playlister Cactus Pete agrees with you because he chimed in with that one. This one, unfortunately, did not make my playlist. It very easily could have in the place of a DJ Kool or a K7. I feel like it's all kind of in that vibe of dance. I went with another rap dance song for my track 6, which we'll get to soon, but I do actually enjoy Good Vibrations. I'm not going to lie. I don't hate it. It's not even, I wouldn't even call it a guilty pleasure. I have it on my phone. I actually enjoy the song.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes that's all you need out of a song is for it to be fun. It
makes you want to work out harder than Marky Mark in that video.
Yeah, I'd pick up the weights and just drop to the ground anyway. I would need that time back from the DJ Kool part to just stand there writhing in pain. Anyway.
This is true.
So anyway, anybody else have this?
Well, it didn't make my list. Gomez, did Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch get funky with you on your list?
No, the Funky Bunch and Marky Mark did not make my list, but I did love them in the movie Fear.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, the movie Fear, actually, the soundtrack has a fantastic cover of Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
I love that song.
The Sundays version is unbelievably good. I love it.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely worth checking that out, even though that has nothing to do with dance music.
Fear has a good soundtrack, and it's a good movie.
It was. Yeah. It was. But Gomez's track 6 has something to do with dance music, I'm going to presume.
It does.
So, Gomez, what do you got?
So, track 6 for me has dancing and sports. Why not put them together and make a song called Pump Up the Jam?
Nice.
By Technotronics. Talk about a great hype song for anything. For sports, going to the clubs, dancing. I remember in the movie Space Jam with Michael Jordan. Everyone's going crazy. And one of my, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a cult classic, but I thought it was a funny movie. With Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, Men at Work, when they're the two garbage men.
I love that movie so much.
High five.
I grew up watching that and I love it.
So do I. So hearing that song, every time I hear the song, I think of the movie. So for me, track six, Technotronics, Pump Up the Jam.
I feel like Pump Up the Jam was the first song that I liked that had the beat to it. Because that became a really big thing. And I feel like that was the first song that really jumped out at me that I don't want to say introduced it because obviously it was around in the club scene when I was younger. But this song was all over radio. Massive hit. I love the song. I had the cassette single, you know, going way back.
Me too.
Showing the age here. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's on my list of honor. We could easily do a part two here. I mean, my God.
I think we should.
I think we have to.
Oh, my God. Get out of my head.
Amanda, did it make your list?
It did not, unfortunately, again, made my long list. And yeah, that opening, you know, the thing you just did, which I cannot do. And then the dun, 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 dun. It's just, it's iconic and you immediately recognize it and it does get you pumped up.
So it's not just a clever title.
Great choice.
And I want to give a shout out to Witches Talking Tarot, who chimed in with this one as well. So Gomez, you got some love on Twitter with that one.
Yeah, I noticed.
All right. Well, for my track six, I'm sticking with a sportsy type anthem here, although it has nothing to do with sports. But on episode 24, Sports Anthems, featuring our good friend Justin Pennick from the Talking Giants podcast, I talked a lot about this song because it made my list back then. Reached number 3 on the Billboard US Hot 100 and was number 580 on Q Magazine's 1001 Best Songs Ever. Number 24 on VH1's Greatest Songs of the 90s, and number 66 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of Hip Hop. I'm going with 1991, House of Pain, Jump Around. As soon as that squeal happens, everybody's up on the dance floor, losing their collective minds. The song absolutely rocks as a dance song. I know those two words don't go together, but it's a dance song.
But they do.
That rocks. This song kicks ass. And I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite, who also chimed in with this one. One of my favorite hip hop songs of all time. My track six, House of Pain, Jump Around.
Absolutely agree.
So Amanda, are you going to jump up and get down?
Abso-freaking-lutely I am, because I got some of the best exercise I've ever gotten in my life dancing to this song, because literally all you do is jump up and down. For 2.5 minutes, or however long it is. I actually rounded out my playlist at number 10 with Jump Around because I felt like it was...
It.
Yes, I felt like that had to be the closing song. Like, that is the anthem. Like, you're absolutely right. And I love this song so much. I mean, yeah. It's the only song I have ever danced that hard to, other than, I would say, maybe... Killing in the Name, the last like minute or 45 seconds.
And that's an absolutely different type of dance you're talking about there.
Yeah, it's headbanging. So yeah, I am totally on board with Jump Around. It's, you can't leave it off the list.
Gomez, are you getting your second trifecta killing axe tonight, or are we actually getting a trifecta for the first time this evening?
No, we're not. It's an honorable mention for me again.
You suck.
Here's the thing. I used it on episode 24, Sports Anthems. It was my number 2 there. But with the list that I had going on, it really didn't vibe with my list a little bit. It's a great song. Everybody danced to it. Still to this day, everyone jumps around. I think it was at my wedding, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, God.
Mine too.
It's a wedding staple. It has to be.
It has to
Absolutely.
Be. Awesome pick by both of you guys. Unfortunately, I will take the proverbial axe.
Well, I'll be honest. If I'm at a wedding and I don't hear Jump Around, I slide $100 out of the card before I hand it in.
You have bad taste if you don't play it.
So I guess we'll stick with a wedding theme here. Gomez, did your track 7 get played at your wedding reception?
Track 7, I believe, was played at my wedding. Backstreet Boys, Everybody.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, again, another one out of center field, let's call it. So this was a great song. I remember in the 90s when I wasn't a big Backstreet fan, but when I heard this song, I really loved dancing to it. The music video was even better, actually, because they all dressed up as like Halloween costumes, if I remember correctly. But it just made you want to dance. And it was just a lot of fun. So track 7, Backstreet Boys, Everybody.
I only like 3 songs by the Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way, Incomplete, and Everybody. It did not make my list because I went in a different direction, but there's no denying why they were one of the biggest boy bands on the planet when this song was out. Like, I wasn't a fan at the time, but even I had to admit that they were hitting at the right spot. I'm not going to say they knew it, but the producers knew exactly what kind of music was going to explode between them and NSYNC.
Exactly.
They hit the nail on the head, and a catchy pop song is a catchy pop song, and that's exactly what this is.
As a matter of fact, the 3 songs that you said were the 3 songs I truly loved myself.
Incomplete is beautiful.
Incomplete's a beautiful ballad.
I love that song.
It breaks my freaking heart, but also NSYNC for life.
I had a hard time not choosing NSYNC, but I remember they were just starting out, you know what I mean? So I went with a little bit more seasoned guys, but you know, when you look at NSYNC's career, you look at Justin Timberlake's career, you look at it, all of them, they had good careers, and they still do.
Yeah.
Amanda, did Backstreet Boys or NSYNC make your playlist tonight?
Unfortunately, no. I actually didn't even go in that direction, although I do have some pop songs on my long list. I didn't go that route, so no.
All right. Well, we got 3 songs to go. We're moving right along here. Amanda, track 8.
Okay. Track 8, funnily enough, goes with a song or a movie that we mentioned earlier. And it is from 1991. Again, I told you I had a lot. Heavy D and the Boys, Now That We Found Love.
Good song.
And it's in Hitch, obviously.
Yes.
Which is what we were talking about. I mean, again, just a song you can't not get up and dance to. The way that I judged all these songs were like, if I'm sitting down in a chair, even if I can't get up and dance, will I dance in my seat to it? Which for me is true for a lot of songs, but I was like, okay, what songs do I absolutely have to dance to? And this is one of them.
I truly, truly do love that song, but did not make my list.
And for the second time tonight, Gomez, I'm going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had Heavy D and the Boys, Now That We Found Love on your 1991 list as well.
I am going to have to check that positivity of yours because I don't remember.
I think you should.
And actually, I'm going to confirm it. It's your track 7. I'm looking at the board right now.
Okay. I totally forgot about it, man.
When you edit the show and you sit and listen to the episode for hours and hours as you're editing it, they come ingrained into your psyche of who said what.
And then I'm the one who does all the lists, so you think I would remember every single list I've done so far.
You can't. But that was my last pick from 1991, and that's still 4 1991 songs on my list. So
it's a great year for dance.
It's a fantastic year, yeah.
So Gomez, it didn't make your list. Unfortunately, it didn't make mine either. But Amanda, you're not alone because Cactus Pete, our Patreon playlister, also chimed in with Heavy D, Now That We Found Love. I'm guessing we're not getting a trifecta tonight, but I probably should have said that at song 1. But regardless, Gomez, what do you got for track 8?
So track 8, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, we were talking about K7 and how sexual that song was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I picked another song that was just right out there. The Out There Brothers, Boom Boom Boom.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the clean version. But there is a dirty version. I don't know if we should put that up. But this has had to be the funniest album debut name. 1 Polish, 2 biscuits, and a fish sandwich.
That sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting, but that was the name of the album. It was rated number 71 in the 101 dance songs in 1990s and 2017. This song was so inappropriate. When you think of it, now do you think of it now? Because back in the 90s, we weren't thinking like that. Now in 2022, here we are, adults. We're like, holy Christ, what the hell were we listening to back in the day? So it's funny, but a truly awesome song. I remember this in the clubs. I remember it almost everywhere I've gone. That song has been played. So track 8, Out There Brothers, Boom, Boom, Boom.
Unfortunately, Gomez, I feel like Boom 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 was part of that whole Jock Jams phenomenon. And with the Jock Jams, I felt like I had that covered between K7 and DJ Kool. And my last 3 kind of go away from the Jock Jams. So I love that pick. It's a great song. I have it on my 90s dance playlist, but it did not make my top 10. Amanda, you only have one spot left. So is this your last spot?
It is not, but it was in the conversation for my top 10 for sure. I had a hard time keeping it out. I'm totally with you.
All right.
So, but it is not my number 9.
All right. So moving on to my track 8, I'm going to go with this and I'm going to say this is the coolest song on my list. It's fun to dance to. Don't get me wrong. It's really fun to dance to. But this song incorporated elements of jazz in it that no other song in the 90s truly did like this one. So to me, it's timeless and it just feels as fresh now as it did in 1992 when it appeared as the lead single on their album Hand on the Torch. I'm going with Us Three, Cantaloupe Flip Fantasia.
Yes, good one.
Reached number 9 on the Billboard US Hot 100, sampling Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island. And Gomez, I know you're going to know this movie reference. 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie.
Hey, I know that reference too.
You know that one too? That movie was
that movie.
It was so bad. It was brilliant.
It's so cheesy and terrible.
Exactly.
It's so lame. It's so lame and awesome.
But it was also in 1994's Jimmy Hollywood with Joe Pesci, if you remember that one.
I do remember that one.
And a third one that I did actually see and remember, 2013's The Incredible Burt Wonderstone with Steve Carell.
I didn't see that one.
That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. In 2011, Slant Magazine listed the song at number 76 in their ranking of the 100 best singles of the 90s overall. To me, this song just feels so different and it's so cool. That's the only word I could use for it. My track
is
Us Three, Cantaloupe, Flip Fantasia.
I love it.
It's a great song.
At this point, I don't even know why I'm asking this, but did the song make either of your lists?
No.
It made my long list.
All right. Well, there are only a few spots left here, so now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Amanda, you kick things off tonight, and you get to close out first this evening as well.
Which is really weird, because Brian usually closes out. Now, if my calculations are correct, Brian and I only have 2 more songs left.
We each have 2, and Amanda has 1.
And which is rare for you and me.
Yeah.
So this
y'all
is like,
have usually canceled each other out by now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Amanda, what are you closing out with your last spot, your track 9?
Well, I'm hoping that I can cancel out one or both of one of your choices, because I feel like this song should make everybody's list. One of the lines from the song is one of my personal mottos. And that motto is never trust a big button smile. Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison from 1990.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that part.
I mean, it's words to live by. I can confirm. I have a huge ass. Never trust me.
Oh, my God.
Well, Gomez, did it make your list?
No, it's actually an honorable mention. I actually took it off the list last second this morning, and I replaced it with something else. That it was a song that I needed to put it on my list just for the Latinos out there, which I will say next.
Okay. Ooh. Well, what I am going to do, Gomez, is then hand you a trifecta killing axe.
Okay.
As well as the one you don't want, the bingo killer, because Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison is my track 9 as well.
Woo!
The lead single and title from their 1990 debut, Poison, reached number 1 on the Billboard US Hot 100, as well as the US Top 40 dance charts. Probably my favorite New Jack Swing style track, which was that hybrid of R&B, hip hop, and swing that was huge in the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, look, you get that. Boom. People are getting up and dancing.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I got to say about it.
It's a great pick from both of you guys. Unfortunately, it did not make my list.
High five.
Yeah, definitely. Good job, Amanda. Score. Gomez, what song killed this bingo?
So,
right?
Growing up as a Latino, I'm Cuban and Peruvian. I went with a truly, truly good anthem that everybody hears it, gets up and dance. It don't matter if you're Hispanic, white, brown, purple, whatever. Everybody gets up and dances this song. My track 9 is the CNC Music Factory Robbie Robb's Boricua Anthem.
Wow.
This is one song that everybody goes nuts for. Okay.
Yeah.
And now, as me being Hispanic, I would love to bring up whenever I can the Latin music. It's just one of those great songs, and it's just so much fun. So track 9, CNC Music Factory, Robbie Robb's Boricua Anthem.
You want to laugh, Gomez?
What's up?
Hand to God, until this morning, I had another song from that CNC Music Factory album. That is from their 1994 album, Anything Goes. Do You Want to Get Funky?
Oh,
featuring
my God. Yes.
Martha Wall, Zelma Davis, and Trilogy.
Yes.
Was on my list, and then I switched it out. But I love that album. CNC Music Factory is fantastic. And we got some love for them from the playlisters because Lester Oakes and Kelly Madden from Drunk Theory both chimed in with Gonna Make You Sweat, which is the massive hit that CNC Music Factory had. But they forget songs like Do You Want to Get Funky?
Yes.
Things That Make You Go, and the Boricua Anthem were all huge radio hits. At least here in New York, they were. Now, obviously, Amanda, with your playlist closed out, it didn't make your list. But if you want to chime in on it, by all means.
No, I'm totally with you. That's such a good dance song. And I can't believe that I didn't think of it. I mean, I did think of, obviously, Gonna Make You Sweat. And then I actually replaced that with Good Vibrations. And they also had another song I really liked that we haven't mentioned, but I can't remember the name of it. It was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Is that Here We Go?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Here We Go. The
Here
one they're dancing to in the
Here
beginning.
Here We Go. Here We Go. But here no. We Go. We Go.
Good choice.
Well, Gomez, you and I each have one track left here. Amanda closed out her playlist with the amazing House of Pain, Jump Around, which is another one of your trifecta killing axes. Gomez, I think you got 17 of them there right now.
No, I only have two.
I just don't know how you left that off. I mean, that's why I closed out with it. If you're closing down the night, like last call, last song, that's it.
No, there's one song that no one has mentioned yet for my track 10.
What do you got?
So this was the ultimate club song back in the day. And it was featured in one of my dumb, goofy dance club movies, Night of the Roxbury.
I knew it.
Hathaway, What Is Love? This song brings back good memories because, A, love the movie. It was that dumb, cheesy, let's get Richo Grieco because he needed money movie.
They're in the car and he breaks the window.
He breaks the window when he bashes his head towards it. Oh, God, I did it again. It was probably one of the best Saturday night skits, too. And they made the movie. And hearing this song, What Is Love by Hathaway, was great. And it brings me back to high school because I remember in honors English class. Yes, I was in an honor roll class.
I was in honors English, too.
We had to do a video of doing Shakespearean stuff. And somehow we incorporated Hathaway's What Is Love into the Shakespeare dancing and fighting in the sword scene. So,
oh my God.
It brings back good memories. So track 10, Hathaway, What Is Love.
Very nice.
Hey, Amanda, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you hold this trifecta killing and bingo killing axe?
Oh, no.
Because my track 10 from 1993's debut, the album, is also Hathaway's What Is Love, reached number 11 on the Billboard US Hot 100. However, it was a global hit, reaching number 1 in 13 different countries. To me, that was the way to close with a song that's a worldwide phenomenon. It's a massive dance song that is just loved all over the world. Obviously, the night at the Roxbury, as soon as this song starts, your head starts cranking to the left.
Yep.
I'm doing it right now.
I am too, but you can't see us. Cover songs, believe it or not, there's two. In 2010, Swedish pop band EMD released a cover of this song as a piano ballad, which is actually pretty interesting. Obviously not better than the original, but interesting. And in the same year, more famously known, Eminem and Lil Wayne sampled the song for the No Love song on Recovery.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
So I do want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite, as well as on Twitter to Lester Oakes, the Drunk with Buds podcast, and Myths Behind Legends, who all had this one.
Very nice.
Amanda, it didn't make your list, and you got the trifecta and bingo. Two bingo kills in one night.
That's rare.
Never happened before.
Honestly, I just felt like it was too obvious. I mean, I definitely thought of it, and I, you know, remember what a sensation it was, and it just felt too obvious to me.
Sometimes the obvious has to be mentioned. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's true.
That's one of the struggles you have when you create these playlists, because sometimes I'm like, do I go with the deep cuts to impress the hardcore fans, or do you ignore the massive hits? And like, there's and it, depending on the topic or episode, either way will work completely differently. So there's no rhyme or reason to any of this. It all depends.
Yeah. I mean, I think on this kind of topic, you don't. And I'm not saying that was just me personally. It didn't make my favorites. But I think on a 90s dance list, you have to pick the hits. You have to pick the songs that people know that are going to get people on the dance floor, that they hear that first beat and they're out of their chair ready. You know, like you said, if you're picturing a wedding or a prom or whatever, these are the songs you want to get people out of their chairs and on the dance floor. So that's appropriate.
Well, now I'm going to give a shout out to a few of our Patreon playlisters, because we love those guys and gals and we appreciate all their chime-ins. And because of that, I'm going to mention a bunch of songs we haven't talked about tonight, which could give you more fodder for 90s Dance Part 2. Eric Chale chimed in with an odd one. He said, believe it or not, you can dance to it. Kiss, Take It Off, as well as Criss Cross's Jump.
Oh my God.
That's on my list.
DR Owens 901 chimed in with Robin's Show Me Love.
On my list.
Mm-hmm. Cactus Pete chimed in with Bizarre Inc.'s I'm Gonna Get You. CC Peniston's Finally.
On my list.
Madonna's Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty by Nature's Hip Hop Hooray.
Yeah, I can see that.
On my list.
Notorious B.I.G.'s Mo Money, Mo Problems.
On my list.
Snaps the Power.
On my list.
And on my list.
Tony's Feel Good.
Feels good. Yeah. On my list.
Then you have Movie Lovers, TV Lovers Unite, who we've mentioned a couple times tonight, but he had Fatboy Slim's The Rockefeller Skank.
On my list.
On my list.
MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
On my list.
No Mercy, Where Did You Go, The Ocean Drive Mix.
Oh.
That was on my list too.
Quad City DJs, I mentioned this earlier, Come On Ride the Train.
On my list.
Run DMC's It's Tricky, which even though it was released in the
80s,
but it had a resurgence in the 90s because of the Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack.
Yep.
True.
And Bloodhound Gang covered it.
Yeah.
Same thing with Salt-N-Pepa's Push It. Came out in the 80s, but saw a resurgence in the 90s. And then one that I actually thought about putting on my playlist, but given all the drama right now, I just didn't feel the timing was right, but I absolutely love the song. Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now is the time where we have to look deep into our souls, but more importantly, at the other two people's playlists and pick your honorable mention. So Amanda, ladies first, why don't you let us know what your honorable mention track of the night's going to be?
I think I'm going to have to go with Come Baby Come, only because it was on my list and I took it off. This Is How We Do It was one of those two, but Come Baby Come is one I can definitely dance to that I really love and I wish I could have included in my playlist. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Gomez.
I'm having a tough time right here. Shoot. As I'm going back and forth, But the way my list was going, I had to go with K7's Come Baby Come.
Wow. Ooh.
Look at you.
So now we have an honorary trifecta for Come Baby Come at a left field, which is great. And I'm going to give us a second trifecta, honorary at least, and tip my hat to both of you and to my wife, because I got the Friends reference wrong, and I'm going to drop in, as my honorable mention, Baby Got Back.
I mean, who doesn't go crazy when they hear, I like big butts in a can, I lie.
Exactly.
I'm already dancing to it.
Me too.
It's not often I say this, but I feel like I want to go to a club right now.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, before we head out to the club, now's the time for each of us to go through our playlists one by one so everyone can hear our idea of a 90s dance anthems playlist in its entirety, plus your honorable mention. Amanda, ladies first, let's start with you.
Okay. Track number one is Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. Track number two, Motown Philly by Boyz II Men. Track number three, Hypnotize by the Notorious B.I.G. Track number four, Around the World by Daft Punk. Track number 5, Boot Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Track number 6, Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Track number 7, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Track number 8 is Now That We Found Love by Heavy D and the Boys. Track number 9 is Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe. And track number 10, Jump Around by House of Pain. With the honorable mention, Come Baby Come by K7.
Gomez.
So I started off my track list way out left field, and I chose Vanilla Ice Ninja Rap. Track 2, Digital Underground, The Humpty Dance. Track 3, Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe. Track 4, Reel to Reel, I Like to Move It. Track 5, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. Track 6, Technotronics, Pump Up the Jam. Track 7, Backstreet Boys, Everybody. Track 8, The Out There Brothers, Boom Boom Boom. Track 9, for all my Latinos out there, CNC Music Factory, Robbie Robb's Boricua Anthem. Track 10, Hadaway, What is Love, to all the Night in the Roxbury fans. And my honorable mention to Brian, K7, Come Baby Come.
All right. My track 1 was Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It. Track 2, 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll. Track 3, Digital Underground, The Humpty Dance. Track 4, K7's Come Baby Come. Track 5, DJ Kool's Let Me Clear My Throat. Track 6, House of Pain, Jump Around. Track 7, D-Light, Groove Is in the Heart. Track 8, Us 3, Cantaloupe, Flip Fantasia. Track 9, Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison. And track 10's Hadaway's What Is Love. With my honorable mention, Baby Got Back. We had two honorary trifectas tonight in Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back and K7's Come Baby Come. But otherwise, three very distinctly different playlists. But all kidding aside, if we threw all three of these playlists on shuffle, people would have a great time all friggin' night. I think we all nailed these. It's just which one resonates most with the playlisters. So now we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. Amanda, this has been an absolute pleasure. It's an obvious point that we're going to have to do a part two to this because there are way too many songs that we've left on the table here and we haven't even begun to scratch the surface. But before we get to that, why don't you let people know a little bit more about the Sip List and where they can find and listen to your show?
Well, thank you. The Sip List is a podcast where we drink whatever. I typically drink wine and we'll talk about the wine I'm drinking. And then we do top 5 countdowns. So mostly movies, but nothing's really off the table. It's movies, music, books, TV shows. I have an episode about sex if you're interested in that. So nothing's off the table. You can find me on Twitter at list_sip, Facebook, The Sip List Podcast. Website is thesiplistpodcast.com. And that's the majority of it. I'm on TikTok and Instagram, but not quite as much. So Brian has joined my show, and hopefully Gomez, you can do the same and we can come up with a top 5. Brian and I did, what did we do?
The Foo Fighters.
That's right. We did do the Foo Fighters, RIP to Taylor Hawkins. So that was a great episode. Check it out.
I want to thank you, Amanda, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can't wait for part two. And yes, I would love to jump on your show one night and talk about any kind of movies. I'm open for almost anything. So definitely.
Sweet.
Brian, as usual, the right-hand man that makes the show run. Thank you so much. And to the playlisters, we have to thank everybody who checks us out, listens to us, everything. Also, don't forget to go on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, vote who got it right, and also check us out.
Amanda.
Wow.
Sorry.
There we go. Brian, you want to clear your throat too?
Hot day, go back to the rhythm with the funky rhyme. So I can... Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly.
Also, check us out on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. Guys, thank you so much. I hope everyone has a great night. Check us out next week on Playlist Wars when we're going to have a new episode. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.